When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Bitsy! Go ahead. This is, wow. Sorry for the silence. I thought you were going to jump in.
I'm taking a play off. The Siakam thing threw me off. Taking a play off.
It's all right.
Yeah.
See, that's one of those things, Goo.
I heard Evan into the mic. Oh, boy.
And this is where I want to make sure to.
Not he was in the six still.
This is where I want to make sure to
be careful,
bring attention to myself rather than you.
Yeah.
You just made a mistake. It's not like you didn't know. You know what I mean? So, big deal. Like, I truly know that you knew Siakam was on the Pacers. Now, I'm pretty sure you couldn't tell me who James Wiseman plays for.
Please.
But, no. I don't dislike Siakam. But, here's what we're talking about. I think, Evan, you got to play this, right? This is Sham Sharania, ESPN. The other thing I want to point out is this more than a coincidence that this is the report
after
Kuminga scores 33? Take a listen.
Malik, I'm told that the Warriors are on the real hunt for a star, a playmaker, scorer alongside Stephen Curry. And you think back to the summer when they pursued Lauri Markkanen with the Utah Jazz. They made a pitch for Paul George as a free agent with the Clippers, and the debate with the Warriors and teams that look into that situation is, for them, are they going to find that externally outside of this roster currently, or will it be in-house with a player like Jonathan Kuminga? And last night, you look at it, 33 points, the first time he plays 30 minutes in a game all season. He's shown with his output that as his role elevates, so do his stats at different points. And that relationship between Jonathan Kuminga and Steve Kerr, something that Warriors officials have been monitoring over the last year or so, and how he fits in when Stephen Curry and Draymond Green are back in the lineup will be interesting to monitor. But the Warriors' future will be shaped over the next few weeks and the next couple months before the trade deadline. How can they get that next championship with Stephen Curry and Draymond Green?
Internal or external? You want it to be Kuminga or you want it to be somebody else? That's how you'd boil it down.
Yeah, and I'm Dub fans just want to win, right, Stoney? So, again, it would have to be compare and contrast. I would need to know who that external person was.
Yeah, and I'm always a little bit doubtful of guys who would be coming in here and fitting in to a certain style of play, but that's just me.
I'm going to use one of your lines. It is funny, isn't it? That this comes right after the night Kuminga has his best performance.
It's interesting for sure, no doubt. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors, what a difference a game makes.
Yeah.
They played terrific last night. They beat the Houston Rockets. And tonight they play the Minnesota Timberwolves. Different kind of challenge. Let's see how it all plays out, especially if Steph Curry and Draymond Green play. Let's go to Greg. Greg's on 880. What's up, Greg? How you doing?
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, the first name that came to my mind was Jimmy Butler. I think he would fit in great, and we get playoff Jimmy, he can win a couple games for us.
Wow. Well, that's a name that our producer Evan has brought up on more than one occasion. You want to know what I think?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. No. I'm out.
Curry be out?
That's a fair question. I'm just saying that's what I'm not doing. I'm not bringing a 35-year-old in here. A 35-year-old to be the guy. I get it.
The pickings might be slim.
I can't do it.
Jimmy on a good day is a baller.
And here's why. The idea to me that you're gonna go to post this year, try to win it with a 37-year-old, a 35-year-old, and Draymond Green at the core of your team. Now, keep in mind, if you get Jimmy Butler, you're thinner. You clearly gave up two or three
but
players.
Are you better?
Huh?
I would say, are you better?
I would say yes. I am passing on Jimmy Butler. Mm. To me,
Evan, what do you say to that? That's,
you know, I'm not saying if you want him, you're wrong.
Out, I'm in. At what is Evan on Jimmy Butt buckets?
He's probably going to cost you Wiggins, one of Pajemski or Kuminga, or perhaps both, and draft picks, plus maybe GP2 or D'Anthony Melton. That's a lot.
He has an injury history, too. And
I'm not even worried about the injury. They're just, in general, like, again, if you could drop Jimmy Butler onto this team, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Right.
But I think right now, and what Shams also said is they're going to wait a couple months to do this or figure out if they can do it, is I think you have to figure out if Kuminga and Wiggins can play together alongside Curry and Draymond.
I agree.
And I would just say to that, Evan, you're right. Stani, shouldn't we already know that answer? It looked like it was an automatic no. I never felt that way. I've been lobbying for run them out there, make it work. But are we really saying we need two more? And I get it, but that just tells you maybe they hadn't maximized the pass. Like, they should already know this or feel it.
But this was, that's the thing. Last night was a one-off because they got to play without Steph and Draymond.
But even last season, had you played Kuminga more, would you be closer to knowing that answer?
Well, there's two different questions to me. It's Wiggins and Kuminga together, which worked last night. Why did it work?
Because Kuminga was the one and Wiggins was the two.
Because they both could score 25 points a game. They're not both going to be scorers if Steph is playing and averaging 25 a game.
That's the reality.
And so one of those guys has to figure out a way to be as effective with less shots and more efficiency and more doing other things. And maybe they're not capable of doing that consistently.
And that's why they might be hunting if this report is accurate.
They might be. But Jimmy Butler, I'm out.
Yeah.
For that reason, I'm out. Here's the other thing. Can we really do this? All right. I'm looking at Jimmy Butler, who's 35. This is the number of games he's played over the years, over the last 5 or 6 years. 58, 52, 57, 64, 60, and this year he's missed 7 games. Like, you can't win if your 3 most important players are all only playing 60 games a year.
I get that.
And that too much, that for me is too much of a risk. But 888-957-9570, what do you think about what Sham Sharani has said?
He would be coming off the books. You would only have him for this year.
Who?
Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
He has a player option that he said he's not opting into.
All right.
So if you acquired him,
you could be bam, wham, bam.
You wouldn't have to worry about hitching your wagon to an older player for that long.
Fair. But are you really going to get Jimmy for 1 year, go all in for, and you lose two of your young guys and maybe a pick or two?
And I would love to see what they choose from here.
You know what the other thing is, and I appreciate that, Evan. I think sometimes during the trade, Butler can say, I'm going to opt in. Like, and you can guarantee that if the Warriors would want to do that and if Butler would want to do that.
Well, he probably wants to opt out because he wants a new contract. I mean, that's...
But he's got to be careful, don't you think?
Jimmy?
Yeah. He's 35.
I mean, Paul George has got a max contract.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Hey, when you're right, you're right. Let's go to Matt in Oakland. What's going on, Matt? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. How you doing? I'm on 882. I didn't see that other guy. But anyway, let's start with Kuminga.
All right.
I mean, yes, that was a really nice snapshot. And what I liked was that he was doing that middle game. He wasn't, like, trying to plow to the basket all the time. He kind of backed off. Given that little bit of the Kawhi, you know, DeRozan thing, just one game, I understand that. If he can do that for the next month, I still think they should make a trade, but just not him. I you know, if they could get, say, Vukovic for GP2 and Melton's salary and some picks or whatever, I would do that. Something like that. But unless it's like Giannis, all that other stuff just sounds stupid. I mean, Butler, are you serious? I mean... and got the team with a bunch of guys who are, yeah, I'm with you 100% on that. Anyway, that's all I got, but certainly was interesting last night. It was a beautiful moment, you know, when Curry and Gray came up to Kuminga.
Yeah.
And it's like, God loves me.
That's a great one.
All right. That's a great
one. Appreciate, right. Yeah, appreciate the call.
It is fascinating, right? It is. It's already fascinating on, again, what they got to choose from, if any, and who – to his point, could you pull off something without including Kuminga, which I think is highly unlikely because I think that's your best chip if you choose to go that route. But what would they decide that they feel like this is the guy we would do it for?
Yeah.
How old is he? What's his stat? Like, wow, man.
If I'm the Warriors I and I'm looking for this so-called star, he's got to be 30, 31 or younger.
Jimmy Buckets
ain't it? Yeah, I just can't do it. It's too perilous with Butler's injury history and Curry's age and Draymond's age. That's just me. 888-957-9570. And this is a, you know, and I love this because we're talking about this all day, which has been a lot of fun. But then every once in a while, you read this and it's you got to talk about it. 415 Comcast Business Text Line. Read and react versus no read and react. That was the difference between last night and when you have to play with Steph.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Dre. Oh. Like that is a great point. By the same token, I'll agree with Guru here. You gotta figure a way to make it cut down the middle some way. It can't be, well, if it's one way or the other altogether. You gotta figure out a way to play the way you want to play, and then maybe play a little bit different down the stretch. Hell, they did it with Durant. They played 43 minutes, read and react, and then the last 5 minutes, if they ever needed to, then just give the ball to Durant.
But he's 22, Kuminga.
You're right.
And,
yep.
Yeah, I'm sure they've been in the lab. Like, I think the onus is on him to, and I'm not saying he's not doing it or he's not on his way to, but just hearing that Shams report, we kind of knew what time it was coming into the season. You kept talking about just the possibility if they don't pull anything off in the offseason, the deadline, and that's months away. But, man, I mean, we could be looking at a heart transplant to this team in regard to trading something and getting something in. But, Stani, I do know this. Even if it doesn't work, they've already are on record as saying, and Kirk Lakeup joined us not too long ago, like Steph is still – I know it's the Golden State Warriors, but they're going all in, I believe, or trying to go all in for him.
And
he could blow up in their face.
Exactly. But
do you hate to hear he's earned that, though? What Steph means to the Bay and what he's meant for the Warriors?
I think Steph's earned a lot. What he hasn't earned is to devastate our franchise in the future if we make a mistake. Mm. You know, that's where I'm at with Steph Curry. And I would rather...
Do you ever earn that, huh?
If there's a move out there that you just don't think you can make and Steph wants to make it, but you, as an organization, are just like, we can't give up 5 draft picks from 25 to 35 with Steph not here. Then you got to go to Steph and say, well, look, we can't do that. So now what do you want to do? We're telling you we can't.
And that's the Warrior fans. I tremble when I hear that because that could be a reality. But when you do that, Stani, then the handwriting's on the wall, like, some finality is close to happening, and him donning another uniform, nobody even wants to hear that.
Boy, I was going to say this, and then I saw it on the Comcast business text line, and...
You're not stealing.
Well, I'm not, but I had the exact same thought about tomorrow's show with Evan Giddings and Dan Devone. Give it a plug right now, Evan.
Warriors This Week?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Warriors This Week, every week, Saturday mornings, 9 to noon.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. Tomorrow's show is going to be must listen.
Because of what transpires
Because if
tonight.
Kuminga is either great or terrible tonight, that show is going to be en fuego tomorrow. Can you imagine if Kuminga goes out tonight with Curry and Draymond, plays a great game, and helps bring it home? Oh, you guys are going to be on cloud. I mean, man.
What if he gets buried?
If he gets buried, there will be as much interest. Just the tenor of the show, perhaps, won't be quite as positive. Oh, I'm I'm locked
I'll be
in.
At the gym.
I'm going to have it. Yeah, I'm going to be on my way to Friedman's. So
what you got out there?
Going to walk around the store.
But
that's all you have to do.
No, I get that. But is there something going on with the station?
I don't need.
So you're just going up there. Wow.
That's exactly right.
Zucci Mane said,
I'm telling
you. Your stuff out there.
You know what? I'll tell you what. And I'm going to pitch this to Friedman's. I know people are crazy.
Ball one.
Here's what I'd like. Evan, you've been to Friedman's, right? And you're.
I have.
All right. Anybody who's. Ken? No? You've been to Friedman's. Anybody who's been to Friedman's knows it is unbelievable. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to empty the store one time, completely empty, and get about 20 people to play a game of hide and seek. That would be so much fun at Friedman's Appliance. Oh my God.
I think your IQ takes a hit with that.
I don't care. That would be fun.
Bring it.
They've got about 99 live working vignettes.
I get you.
Oh my gosh, that would be so fun.
I hadn't heard that in forever.
You can get a little lost in there. It's so big.
It's that big.
It's so cool.
What exit is it off of?
Like it's right off. It's you go 24.
Okay, Caldecott.
And then you go a little bit on to when you go a little bit towards Sac.
Okay.
And then you get off pretty quickly.
So you're passing what's my where I used to
Ignacio
work.
Valley.
There we go. Okay.
You go past
you.
Ignacio
all right.
Valley.
All right. Willow and all that little
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Yeah, around there. Around there. Let's go to Telmo. Telmo's
in
the city.
Yep.
Hey Telmo.
Steiny Goo, what's up, fellas?
Hey, hey.
Tell us, Mo.
So here's the thing, and fans don't want to hear this, and we're having a conversation based on sports and fandom, and here's what's getting lost in this whole situation, okay? The Warriors are a sports team, but they're a business for Joe Lacob, and his number one commodity, the most valuable thing the Warriors have, isn't even basketball or winning. Right now, it's Stephen Curry, okay? He took them from a $500 million franchise to they're probably valued right now at, you know, I'd say $8 billion north, probably closer to 10, right? So he is a global brand. He's a generational player. And so we're talking about his basketball's declining and where does he fit with Kuminga and what's the future and what are you going to do? And they're not the Golden State, Curry's. It doesn't matter. If you run a business, you don't get rid of your biggest asset, your most valuable asset. Steph Curry's on TV. He has brands. He's everywhere. Any stadium the team travels to, the opposing stadium, there's 1,000 people in there wearing Steph Curry jerseys. So we can have this conversation, do all the things. At the end of the day, Steph Curry's not going anywhere. So their Warriors are going to do what they need to do to make it so he can go out on top at least one more. And maybe Kuminga ends up a casualty of that. And one last thing is I take umbrage to people saying that Kerr hasn't coached him over the last 4 years. I've seen him coach Juan Toscano-Anderson up, all these other guys that had no place in the league and make them valuable rotation players. So I don't think it's a matter of coaching. And maybe it's, you know, and we've seen this kind of like with Kuminga's camp. When you have a lot of yes people and telling you, maybe he's being told his game is great and he doesn't need to do something. So I'm not saying that he's not coachable, but I just really have a hard time buying that Steve Kerr, who coached all these other guys, can't coach Kuminga. But going back to the original issue, it's Steph Curry. It's going to be Steph Curry until he doesn't want to be there anymore. And I don't think there's another conversation to be had.
Mm. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
And
he very well could be right, Stoney.
But he could be wrong. And
well, things would have to go wrong for Curry to be.
Well, things were going wrong yesterday.
Well,
before
yeah,
the game. I'm just saying. They were going yesterday. Not great. And here's all I'm saying with Steph Curry. I'm not doing anything. And I want to say Joe Lacob's on record as kind of saying, well, we're not just giving up draft pick after draft pick down the road. You know, as far as what you owe Steph Curry, yes, you owe him some things.
I feel like everything.
I don't think you owe Steph Curry the right to gamble. And if that move doesn't work, you're screwed. Like, that I don't think you owe him. I just looked. He's going to make $500 million over the course of his career. $500 million. Now, did he make Joe Lacob more than $500 million? Yeah, he probably did. But, like, that's where sometimes the, well, we owe Steph. Man, I mean, he's been the highest paid player in the game for a long period of time, or among the top highest paid players in the game. And I'm not against getting Steph help. That's not what I'm saying. But you better believe that if they're going to make a move like that, Mike Dunleavy, and I know Mike Dunleavy. I've never lived with Mike Dunleavy, but I've checked into a hotel with him but alongside him. And he can be pretty conservative about this. I'd be very surprised if, like, I don't think Mike Dunleavy's the kind of guy to willy-nilly get a guy in here, give up three future firsts, lose two of his young players for a 5% chance. I don't think Mike's that kind of guy.
Man, well, this is what we know, to Telmo's point, and I agree with him. Curry will remain in the Warrior uniform. But, Stani, when you hear what we already knew, what time it was, they're hunting. They may do and shock you, and some fans may not agree with it, but it feels like they're all in on trying. And if that's picks or futures of who's on these young players now, I feel like that's what they're trying to do. Give me a name, and I can't.
Well, and I would say, of all the names we're talking about, and I've seen, LaMelo Ball, I've seen Jimmy Butler.
Ingram.
I've seen Vucevic. I've seen Ingram. Like, I am not giving up two of my young players and three future firsts to do it with any of those guys. Feel free to disagree. 888-957-9570 is the number.
And you may not have to do none of that. Again, here I go. I'm thinking big. If somehow Kuminga and Wiggins can tap into a little of what they did last night with the soldiers back and Draymond and Steph. That's why I'm excited about tonight. And again, it's only another 48 minutes. There'll be a game on Sunday. But, man, they were the 1-2 last night, and they brought it home.
Yeah. I mean, we got to prepare ourselves for anything tonight if Draymond and Steph play. And we got to prepare ourselves for Kuminga getting 20 minutes. And maybe not playing in crunch time.
And I don't want to be negative, but if they both play tonight, we expect them to.
Sure.
Shouldn't Warrior fan kind of expect the same? Because I'm the biggest
same
dreamer.
What?
Warrior team that's been what they were when these guys have all been there, you know? Or is Wiggins, did they get a night's sleep in Kuminga to where something popped to where it's going to translate tonight as a whole to where we'll see the best of everybody? What I'm kind of saying. I'm like, or is it going to just look like normal? And, you know, they got a good record, but I don't know if I'm doing too much. And we'll find out, trying to hope that you see something to where Evan and Devone tomorrow are going to just be flooded with calls, which they always are. But about, man, it really started that night against Houston Rockets.
Let me tell you what you won't see if Draymond and Steph play tonight. You will not see Kuminga and Wiggins combine to shoot 37 times.
Facts.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Where do you go from there then? You know you're not getting 37 shots between you, so how can you play winning basketball like you did last night? Do it tonight with fewer shots. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Guru, you might be the most ungrateful fan of all time.
Hey, cool!
I know everything.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I normally know the disc records. Well, who was that and when?
Well, it's interesting that Evan chose to play that today, which has now jogged my memory.
What you have left of it. My bad.
He's right.
I had it come back. I'm fine for
four.
My life.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? One of the things you've really helped me with over the years is taking myself less seriously.
Relax.
Yeah.
But then you didn't even deliver on what I reminded you.
No, I still got it. Okay. I still got it in the back of my head. Can you play that one more time, Evan, so that people can hear it and then I can respond with confirmation?
Guru, you might be the most ungrateful fan of all time.
I'm going to stick it to you here, but I have to.
It's payday.
So earlier in the show,
we
were at a break.
Yeah.
We were in a break.
He snitched again, right?
And you said to me, Steiny. I said, yeah, what's up? Steiny.
Man.
I'm excited about the Cowboys. Monday night. I can't believe it, but I'm excited. We're only 2 games in. And that's why you're the most ungrateful fan of all time.
Yeah, but you understand why. They've done this without Whack Dak. That's what this was about. And now the math is there, so you're saying there's a chance they've gotten healthy. The defense is looking like the defense. And I'm just telling you, I'm looking like, oh, y'all didn't just go down with the Titanic.
Let me tell you.
You're trying to swim to the top. I'm here for it. I'm just looking. No expectations. Right. But
this is one of those things where I don't have to do anything. But if for whatever reason the Cowboys win, who do they play?
Cincinnati Monday night.
And they win.
It would be 3 in a row without Dak.
Right. And I'm just going to open the floodgates of the listeners.
Oh, no.
Because they've had it too. You quit on them already.
That's reverse devil tongue,
here's the other thing.
Hey, Goo.
You know, it's funny. You're all gung-ho about the Niners, 5-7, but you've quit on the Cowboys, 5-7. Yeah, but Steiny, the Cowboys stink. Oh. They stink. They haven't won a playoff game in 10 years. They stink. And then you had the nerve to say, I'm excited about the Cowboys.
That's part of fandom.
Fan is short for
fanatic.
It's part of ungrateful fandom.
The quarterback is gone. The guy I couldn't stand the most.
Acknowledge.
No.
You're an ungrateful SOB.
No.
Yes, please. You are.
Oh, the pain. 888-957. And that is not the number either. Listen, man, you don't get it.
No, you don't get it.
You don't fan right. The Niners got injuries.
Quitter.
They got their SAT score as far as coaches is way higher than what Dallas has.
Quitter.
But the players in the Lone Star State, they
quitter.
Just quit.
I'm out.
No, I'm except Monday.
I'm out.
But Sunday, Niners Bears. Where will you be watching the game?
I'm playing golf Sunday morning.
I don't leave the house on football days.
It's the Bears.
All right.
The Bears.
I'm going right to this guy because he put you in your place yesterday. And you were ungrateful to him, too. Let's go to Murillo.
Oh, my man.
And notice how
not Morale. Yeah.
I say his name right. Murillo in Petaluma.
What's up, baby?
What's up, Murillo?
Dynamite. You know what's funny? You know what's the funniest part of this call? I am the guy on that take. It's my dress. But today's not the day for that. Today I'm actually going to apologize for yesterday. But real, I didn't mean to make it seem like you are pitting these young guys against each other, comparing their journeys. I meant the fans who are calling in and trying to compare why this guy plays more that one when it's all out of context.
Gotcha. And we're family anyway, baby, but you had the license to do it.
Love is the same. The love is the same. what I wanted to say is, Guru, I'm with you. I want to see Wiggins, Kuminga, Curry, Draymond, and the big guy there in the middle, maybe Looney, to keep the things cool and the rebounding. Because we got to see it, man. I don't want to do this trade right now. It's too early. We have 2.5 months to wait for actually pulling the trigger. And I'm with you, Steiny. I don't want any of these 30-plus. The only guy at the margin of 30 that I will take is Giannis, but it seems like the ship is turned around there. So that's where I am. I would not trade if not for something that blew up and we have a guy that would be here, let's say, 5 years to come. Because I'm also believing that Kuminga can be a good player 3-4 years down the road. And Steiny, it's payday Friday.
Yes,
are we going to hear a dinner story with Finch? Come on. The guy's going to be here for the whole weekend.
Talk to him.
The guy's getting together.
It should actually happen last night.
Don't tell me when it should happen.
We'll see. He ain't feeling you these days.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. I might share a little story.
Warriors got a better record than the mini right now.
Yeah, they do. But they're not as hot.
Randall's game. That's how you describe me at pickup. I'm just out.
Oh, my God.
I cannot stand
Randall. I used to love him.
Well, he's a badass, but he don't help anybody.
What? Why do you want to do this?
It's Friday.
Why do you want to? No, that's not an answer. Why do you want to do this? We're 125. All we have to do right now is battle through Willard from 148 to 209.
Yeah.
Numbers
and
are
let me
numbers.
Tell you something.
Numbers are numbers.
If I that is a that's a Doobie Award.
I do need to say
man,
something.
I'm right here, man. Relax.
If I start wrapping it up at 209, don't you ever say we got a few more minutes, Steiny. I'll walk out.
All right. And that's why I will always, at your radio funeral, well, we're going to go forever, right? But you can be Suge Knight to me, so you think, and the people do, and you're soft, and then just cower down to Willard. It gets me mad.
It should.
But psychological, what does he exhibit that has you
feel? I respect
you
for him.
You get insecure around him.
No, I'm really, I got a lot of respect.
Evan, play it. Who are you when he walks? What does he symbolize to you?
He's a father figure.
I got three kids.
You know what, though?
No, now you're telling them this stuff. You've got to be careful here.
I mean, just sight unseen, because I've never seen either of you parent. There's no way you're as good a parent as Willard.
I want to fight.
There's just no chance.
Why do you get scared to just leave? Like, that hurts the show. Being badass to me. But then when he walks in, Mr. Rogers, he ain't no just menacing man.
He's got an edge that you don't see. That you don't sense.
Yeah, you can't deal with it.
I know.
You need to figure it out.
I need to give into it, which I have.
I want to just wring your neck now.
You can't.
Willard comes in and he is your Tony Soprano.
What does that mean?
You're nervous around him. You're on eggshells.
I would say nervous.
I see it.
I think. Well, see, this is where
to get good with him.
Yeah.
Is to come at me. You.
Yeah,
dude.
I'm scared. If only you could figure this much out about sports.
Please, my book's coming out, and I heard the guys in the morning.
Oh boy.
Shasky told Bonte, and there's a million books. We should write a book. And I was feeling some type of way in the car, like, no, I'm writing a book. But you're the closest to writing it.
I dare them.
They could have a book.
With all due respect.
Dare them.
And it is, what the hell are they going to write a book about?
The city.
You got to have expertise in one topic.
They got it all. I'm a roaster.
Oh, you know what I do when I ask Shasky? As I've been telling you guys, I've been watching Alone, the Beast. And Shasky, of course, known as the Butcher Boy.
Yeah.
No, I wonder if he could take a muskox with a single rock and gut it.
Oh, no. I don't think joking. He loves the outdoors. He don't do the kills.
He needs like one of those high-end meat slicers. Otherwise, he's
butcher,
lost.
He might. Yeah. I've seen Norm do it. Yeah, boy.
I'll tell you a story about Shasky after
the
show.
Heart.
You know, Shasky knows Dana. They met. I'll tell you what Dana said about him after the show.
Shaft, I love those guys. I love everybody.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. What the hell?
The Broncos.
What's up, guys? How are you doing? Happy Friday.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Regarding the Warriors, look, I actually want to see with Steph, Dre, and TJD. I want to see JK in there. Basically swap out, Wiggins for JK and see how that plays out, because you can't put JK and Wiggins in the same rotation. They conflict too much. I actually would like to see what happens, especially after last game, see how he plays with the veterans in there and basically see if like he can still have 18 to 20 points with that rotation in there. Put him in the starting lineup and then put Wiggins with Buddy, and the rest of the crew on the second lineup. I wouldn't mind seeing it. Just, I mean, you know how Kerr loves to, like, play around with the starting lineups and everything and the roster. Why not see that a little bit more in this particular situation, especially after last game? Let's just see what happens. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I think Steve Kerr said as much with – he said, we don't have a lot of clarity on our rotation the last 5 minutes. We're trying to figure out who can play well with whom.
But
and last night, Wiggins and Kuminga played well together. Maybe this – you know what? Maybe the answer should –
control the clarity. Maybe the,
yeah, you know what the clarity – what if Kerr goes, you know what? Tie game, 5 minutes to go. Time to take Draymond and Steph off the floor. Because it worked so well.
I'm just saying.
They got to figure it out.
Dude, Kerr's a four-time. He's a champ. But, Stani, as a fan, I have a problem with when you're at the control center of what you see. And right now, I just don't understand how anybody, the greatest basketball mind, Evan G., could describe to me how two wings, you can't rectify that. I'm looking at are our best players? Because what did I tell you real quick? Let me finish. What did I tell you? Coming into this season with, I felt like it was a tryout. That team ain't going nowhere. You got to decide and live with the results and give Warrior fans 20 games. That's a lot. And if it don't work, at least you know. But man.
First of all, Jonathan, you act as though this team's never practiced or Steve Kerr is, like, still trying to figure out if they can, like, he's got an idea. Here's my point. Do we have any,
saying a lot without saying nothing.
And, you know, welcome to 10 to 2. Okay, so let me give you a little story. A little basketball history. Because the one thing, if I think I could hold your hand through, is fit. You just don't understand fit. And way back in the day, the Philadelphia 76ers had two bona fide Hall of Famers on the same team.
I know where you're going.
George McGinnis and Julius Erving.
Yep.
They were both forwards. They were both scorers. And they didn't really play well together. The Philadelphia 76ers got to the NBA Finals, and they played the Portland Trail Blazers, who had about half as much talent. And the Blazers, after losing the first two games, ran them out of the building.
Wow.
McGinnis and Erving overlapped. They did not complement each other well. They just didn't. It was like the guy Tortorella talks about on the power play. He just stinks. They just do. They couldn't play together. Mm-hmm. They were too, each guy was a little too one-on-one. Neither of them were a great passer.
They canceled each other out.
Thank you. So what's so hard to understand about the same principle applied to Wiggins and Kuminga, two far less players?
You got two of the greatest minds in Curry and Draymond.
Do you ever think there's some things you can't figure out? No. You can't make Wiggins a nine rebound guy again.
Then there it is. That sound Evan played earlier from Shams that's the title of the Warrior season. They're hunting. Because if you're right, and I hear what you're saying, if we're going to crash, let's crash with our best players or our most talented players, one. And then two, a trade is imminent then. You have to break up that monotony or those two dudes canceling each other out. You just
right.
do.
Exactly. So it's That's what the they're trying to figure tickets, out. Yeah. And last night, once in a blue moon, they played well together, which they don't normally do.
But some extenuating circumstances.
Exactly.
Right. So when you say try to figure out, it's not how they mesh. You're meaning the Warriors are in the lab, which I believe they've been, trying to see what's out there and who's out there.
I mean, Steve Kerr might say, look, I can't play the two guys together when Steph and Draymond are on the court.
Oh, man.
And if you would say, but Steve, hey, Steve, you're a guru. This is where you got to figure it out. He'd be like, I can't make Kuminga shoot 42% from three-point range. I can't make Jonathan Kuminga good at everything that Wiggins isn't good at and vice versa.
But how do we maximize his on-ball defense and his ability? We got guys that can shoot it from...
Well, here's the problem. Like, that's just... Okay, you just pointed out one thing.
Go to the rim with
You just pointed out
abandoned.
One thing. You know what? They're both above average on the ball defenders. They're both below average help defenders, particularly Kuminga.
I ain't gonna fight
so,
on that.
You know, does it mean they can never play?
Exactly. Where we're going.
Right. So Steve Kerr's the one to determine whether those are big problems, small problems, problems you can live with, or problems that may get you beat.
What question? We saw the Warriors get out.
Ask Willard. You respect his answers more than mine.
No, I'm going in when Willard comes in.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
Turned you into Pee Wee Herman. Listen, let's be honest. Stoney, I want your answer. That experiment of Wiggins and Kuminga starting this season, I don't think it failed. I'm asking you to tell us what happened. It was rather abrupt, but they got off to a great start. Why did it stop?
Did they get off to a great start?
The team did, record-wise, 10-2.
Wasn't one guy coming off the bench and the other starting?
But then for a couple games they started.
Do me a favor. Here's your little assignment.
I'm not doing
it.
I'm not doing
it. And like it. Go through the box scores and try to find the best game that both those guys have had. Just even look at a box score. I won't even talk about
it. But I'm trying to get out of here before 5. Like, you won that.
It's two clicks and a game log.
No, I'm saying I don't think it's right there. It's like
what you're gonna what you're going to see is, oh, look, Wiggins had 22. Kuminga had 8.
But my thing to you is, this is why you need to embrace my beautiful mind, Russell Crowe.
This is where I'm going to get mad.
You keep putting the onus on both of them when they play together and it doesn't pop. All I'm asking you is to take off your glasses and say, huh, maybe as a collective, what are we all doing for this to work? Everybody,
I'm the guy who thinks about the team more than anybody.
That's all. You keep putting it at the, if we play Kuminga more and they don't win, it's his fault. And I know.
I can't see.
But
see, now I'm going to, you know what? Now, I'm not going out with you today. We're done.
I was
going
to tell you I couldn't make it.
You'd be the third person that stood me up today.
Evan, one of them.
Okay.
That hurts.
Let me use it to you this way. I'm going to use 3 players. And I've said this a million times. And it's something that bothers the hell out of me.
I love when you take your glasses off.
When people say, oh boy, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they traded James Harden. Oh my God, how did they do that? They want, okay, mouth. You tell me in what basketball world.
Who's mouth?
Somebody like you. You tell me in what basketball world James Harden, ball dominant, Russell Westbrook, ball dominant, and Kevin Durant, ball dominant, could have played on the same team and been successful. It wouldn't have worked.
Well, and they even got to the finals.
Even if the guy, right, very young in their careers, before, and Harden was coming off the bench.
Yeah, he wasn't Harden. I get it. He was good, but he wasn't Harden.
So one thing that...
But how does that parallel to this with...
Because those three all had talent that overlapped.
Right.
And when you, if you have a one-dimensional team or a team that's not multidimensional, then you're not going to be as good as a team that can be versatile. Basketball 101 right here on 95.7 The Game with Matt Steinmetz and his pupil, Darryl the Guru Johnson.
Please.
You know I love you, buddy.
Yeah.
Are you serious about you're out today?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not going serious to the
about.
Game.
Yeah, no, I'm not serious about not wanting to.
Are you not going tonight?
We'll see. We'll see.
Who lives their life like that? You should know.
My whole life's a game time decision.
Well, that's a problem.
That's what, like, no, it's not.
Sometimes it is, man.
Dude, don't.
I tell you,
it's
hey,
called
look,
leaving
I got
your
this.
Options open.
But you're that bad friend. I've seen Evan tell you, I got this to do after. I'm going to work on my body. And then you don't say anything for 4 hours. As soon as you hit that threshold of the door, you're coming out. Like, I'm going to give you that one last Hail Mary. Like, dude, he told you he's trying. But that's how you are, a game time decision, man.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Hey, Clay, make a shot.
Dude. Well, he was out.
Next question.
Clay played last night.
Yeah, but he'd come
4 for
back.
9.
Well, hey, we'll take that.
Ah, there you go. Thank you, 925. Exactly right. Great take with OKC, Steiny. It's like the Nets' failure with Kyrie, KD, and Harden.
But I believe
you didn't.
No, because Kyrie could play off the ball. Kyrie could play off. I didn't have Kyrie lumped in as one of those players.
Kyrie didn't want to play back, off the ball back then.
They're a shoe size away from knocking off the team that won the championship.
Yeah. KD's got to be smarter.
Forget that, man.
Got to be smarter.
Speaking of which, he's got a bum ankle. Like, that's legit, but I'm just his is legit. When you get older.
Okay, now you're the doctor authority.
I can look at guys and I'm going to tell you this about the NBA, and this has nothing to do with Dre and Steph.
Let's see if this is anywhere close to the money.
I do not
want to
see your effing jewelry. I don't want to see your trench coat that you paid $5,000 for. Guys are too damn happy showing us their dress clothes. It's like, I want to implement a rule. I mean this. If you don't play, just stay in the locker room. Do the high five. Too many guys look like they're at a fashion show. They got their watch. I love watches. But, Steiny, I'm sick of, I think they're happy showing everybody their fit.
Like you with that fake Rolex.
A Folex? This
place. Did you see what Draymond was wearing last night?
I did see it. It was dope.
You know what?
You mean you couldn't tell? It was,
it was a Valkyries jersey.
Mr. WNBA?
Okay.
And a great jester by Trey.
It, what?
He had the Valkyrie jersey on.
It's a free sweatshirt.
It's a jersey.
Oh my God. Boy, what? Hey, great gesture by Steph to rep Under Armour.
He had it over his
body armor.
Outfit.
Which is it?
Maybe Draymond was promoting the expansion draft.
There's 330. You didn't say nothing about it all day.
I said it in the pre-show meeting.
Again.
When I said, are we going to talk about the expansion draft?
I'm trying to do something with TikTok behind the scenes of you, Evan, and I in the morning.
Yeah, I'm out.
We would be famous.
Would we make money?
It could turn into that.
All right. We'll turn it into that and get back to me.
The boss and I are supposed to meet.
Oh,
God. You think he's going to like? It would start at 9.
Oh, shoot.
What happened?
I didn't even think of that. We got the What's Bugging You segment coming up at 2.
I know what's bugging me.
Well,
I'm looking at him. My bad. You know, I love you.
Of course. You don't have to say you love me.
Call it like you see it.
Put your glasses on, Shannon. That segment brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.